Good evening. Buenas noches.
Yeah, hello.
Hello there. Am I speaking with Manuel?
Who is this?
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Elite Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I believe like three years.
3 years. Okay, let me see. 3 to 10 years. Okay, that's good enough. What is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Tile setter, plasterer, stone mason, PCC?
Tile finisher.
Tile finisher.
Yeah.
Okay. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher, apprentice, journeyman, or foreman?
Apprentice. Who is it?
Yes, my name is Oscar, and we're calling from Opinion Research. It's a national research opinion research company, and we're conducting a survey on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Elite Craft Workers.
Okay.
Are you currently working on the trade?
Yes, I am.
You are. Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft? Have you been unemployed at all in the past 12 months?
Yes.
How many weeks?
I'm not sure. Probably like a month or two.
Oh, 5 to 12 weeks, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Well, not necessarily, but yeah. Well, no.
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 Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Have I ever considered dropping it?
Yes. In the last 12 months?
No.
No. Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Less.
Fewer construction projects, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
That I'm not sure about.
Don't know, okay. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
That is enough?
Yes. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers?
I think there's more than enough.
Yes, more than enough. All right. Thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Steward, I'm not sure.
A shop steward, you know, a union representative that is a worker as well. Was there anybody appointed as a shop steward? Don't know?
Yes, no, I don't know.
Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I don't even know what that is. No? I don't think so.
All right. A job steward is somebody who represents the union and keep, you know, the make sure the arrangement between the union and the contractors are kept. So that's a job steward. So you've never been a job steward?
No.
Appointed by the union? No.
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, or privately funded? Or do you not know?
What was that, Quinn?
Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the state or local government, funded through the federal government?
Funded?
Privately?
Like, what I got paid through?
If the last job that you work on, do you know if it was funded privately funded by the state or local government or funded by the federal government, or you don't know?
I get paid by the company I work for, obviously, is union.
Sure, I understand that, but the question is, what it's asking is if you know where the funds for the construction job came from. Do you know if they were private funds, a state or local government, federal government?
I don't know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
I hear there's a lot of unemployment.
But in the next 1 month, do you think there will be more unemployment, the same or less unemployment?
Probably the same.
Same? Okay. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I hope it gets better.
Get better. We all do. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Are you concerned about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk? Are you concerned about the COVID-19, dust, or air quality, or you have no real safety concerns?
No, I don't have any safety concerns.
No safety concerns. Very well. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Did you attend in person or online?
I believe it was online.
Online? Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Had you participated in any picketing in the last 12 months?
The picketing? What is that?
Yes, like in the picketing. When you go and protest because, you know.
No, I haven't. I did that probably like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay. In the last 12 months, have you participating in any political canvassing?
No.
No. In union organizing, have you participated in union organizing in the last 12 months?
I don't think so, no.
No, okay. Almost done, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Regularly, okay. Changing subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you least likely to get your news from. Do you get your news mostly from cable news, local TV, friends and neighbors, newspapers, print or online, the internet or social media, or radio? Which is your main source of news, sir?
What do you mean, like I get news from, like anywhere, like any type of news, like that type?
Yeah, any type of news, yes.
Social media.
Social media, okay, internet or social media. Okay, let me see. And after that, which one do you use after that the most? Cable news, TV, local TV, friends and neighbors, newspapers or radio?
Probably friends.
Friends and neighbors, okay. And I'm just trying to get this in order from the one you use the most to the one you use the least. After friends and neighbors, do you use cable news, local news?
No.
Print, newspapers or radio?
No, I don't use any of those.
All right. But if you were to put them in order, which one do you think you would be using after friends and neighbors? Cable news, TV news?
Yeah, TV news.
Okay. And after TV news, would you use cable news or radio or newspapers?
Radio.
And after radio, could it be cable news or newspapers?
Cable news.
Cable news. Okay, and the last one is newspapers. Let's move on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now, sir? Immigration, healthcare, education, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, the environment, support for labor unions, or something
jobs
else?
Jobs and the economy.
Jobs and the economy, yes, sir, that's important. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, not at all. Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
What was that again?
Yeah, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Do you think it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Should be important.
Very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Moving on quickly. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Moving on. Please indicate if you approve, disapprove, or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden as president overall?
Disapprove.
Disapprove? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove, sir?
Strongly?
Strongly, okay. And do you support or do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. The job Joe Biden has done on the economy, do you approve or disapprove?
What do you mean in the economy, like for jobs and stuff, or like?
No, yeah, I mean the economy overall, you know, like the economic conditions, work, inflation, everything that is involved in the economy.
Schools and stuff? No, I don't agree with that.
Do you approve or disapprove the job he's doing with the economy, though?
I just disapprove then.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And the job that Joe Biden is doing on the immigration issue, do you approve or disapprove?
I don't know.
Don't know. The job that Joe Biden is doing on healthcare, approve or disapprove?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay. No, that's all right, sir. You don't know, don't know. That's a fair answer. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling his job?
Congress?
What is Congress, that? Yes. Congress in Washington, D.C., you know, all the reps from each state and
I'm just going with that.
Counties, Congress. Do you approve or disapprove of the way they're handling their jobs?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Fair enough. Are you registered to vote?
I think I am.
You are?
Yeah, I think I am.
Very
or
well.
Honestly, I I'm not sure. I never really voted like that.
So you don't know if you're registered?
I think I am.
All right, okay, very well. Let's go with Jess. You think you are. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I think the chances are 50-50.
50-50, okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Probably Trump.
Trump? yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information about your union, regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety. Do you find it useful, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Like an entire construction? I would say
international union. The union is a national union. It's also an international union of bricklayers and elite craft workers. So
okay.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Just fair.
Fair. Thank you. And in your own words, in a few words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? What do you think they should do to improve representation and service?
First of all, I think they should improve in getting more jobs so that people are just more at work, and instead of having to be, looking for work most of the time and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm entering exactly what you're saying. I think they should be getting more jobs.
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting. Anything else that you would like to add, sir?
In improving the union?
In which way they should improve the union?
Probably giving us vacation pay, stuff like that.
And improving benefits.
Yeah.
Improving benefits such as vacation time. Is that okay? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Vacation. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
I don't know.
Anything at all. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. Anything at all that the union should be concentrating on, the most important thing they should be working on.
They should be focusing on getting companies to get more jobs and stuff.
Okay. More jobs for members, okay? Okay, I think they should be focusing on getting more jobs for union members. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Very well. Almost done, sir. Yes. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? On the job site, by mail, email, union meetings, or text?
Probably on job sites, because everybody has
job
to go to work. And,
okay,
yeah, because everybody has to work. And
all right.
You probably get more notified like in the mornings.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Do you never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year? How often do you hear from your local union?
A
couple of times?
Yeah.
All right. I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
I don't know.
Don't know?
No.
All right. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Okay. Sure, sure. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
My race is Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you, sir. Strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Manuel.
Thank you, sir. You were very kind. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful night, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, sir.